Alan Walsh, one of my favorite guests from Octagon Sports, Octagon Hockey, a guy who defends his clients' rights like just about the pit bull of agents. That's what this guy is. I've never seen a guy who supports his players more and wears his heart on his sleeve. Alan, thanks a lot for doing this. It's NHL free agency tomorrow. You've got a bunch of clients ready to, well, I won't say cash in, but I'm sure they're going to do just fine. Who are the guys you got going tomorrow? I know you got five of the top guys.
Antoine Vermette just won the Cup in Chicago. Michael Frolik, Andre Sekera, Zbigniew Michalek, Marek Zydlicki, and P.A. Peronto, who's now available as a free agent as well.
So P.A., let's start with him, a guy that scored goals. You know, when he played in the Island, played really well, played in Colorado, played well. And P.A.'s a guy that when a guy gets bought out, you know, as we've seen in the last couple of years, there have been cases of guys coming in, Mike Ribeiro being the latest one, who may arguably be the, you know, one of the top forwards available, if not the top forward, and led the Nashville Predators in assists last season and had a great season. But, you know, P.A.'s a guy that's still young and can help a lot of teams in this league. What kind of interest are you getting so far on P.A.?
Well, there's been a lot of calls on him, and you're right. The key part of the equation for PA is he needs to go to a team, number one, where he's given a good opportunity to play with good players. The fit has to be right, and if the fit is right, like it was for a couple of years on the Island and like it was for a little while in Colorado, you know, he can put up some real big numbers. I mean, for three separate years in the NHL, he was almost a point-a-game player. And some people forget that. But now that he's available and, you know, only looking for a short deal, he becomes a very attractive option to a lot of teams in the marketplace right now.
And you say he's looking for a short deal. Is that something that you use to your advantage, like kind of like betting on yourself?
Absolutely. I think that after you're bought out for whatever reason, you need to reestablish your game to where you were before. And that's really what's going on right now, is identifying the best fit and who's going to give him the best opportunity to reestablish himself to where he was before.
Alan Walsh is our guest from Octagon Hockey, at Walsh A on Twitter. And it's funny, I was talking before you came on the air, free agency starts tomorrow, not only in hockey, but the National Basketball Association, and the Raptors are out shopping. They have a ton of money. And I got a tweet from Tina B, who says, I guess the moron who called you doesn't realize that there's federal tax no matter what state you play in the U.S. And I wanted to ask you, from an agent's perspective and in discussing strategy with your clients, how much does state tax factor into a decision? When all things else being equal, teams are both good, the situation seems to be okay in both markets, and it comes down to two teams, and then you go, well, one's got state tax and one doesn't. Is it something that impacts decision-making often for you?
It certainly does. Not in every situation, but it certainly does in many situations. We have a team of accountants at Octagon Financial Services that have prepared a detailed analysis of federal and every state and province provincial tax rates. And it's something that we're very familiar with, that we go over with players. It's incredible to think that a player can sign in a jurisdiction for a team making X dollars, sign for less money somewhere else, and actually take home more on the team with the lower salary. So, you know, sometimes the actual salary number, when you start comparing them team to team, city to city, can be somewhat elusive.
So now you're sitting here, and tomorrow is free agency, and you've got a bunch of different guys. Give me an idea, a sense, and if you're just tuning in, it's Alan Walsh from Octagon Hockey, at Walsh A on Twitter. He's a great follow because he definitely shoots from the hip and wears his heart on his sleeve, and especially when it comes to defending his own clients, but defending the rights of players in general. But Alan, what kind of phone traffic have you had in the last couple of days, and how much is it going to ramp up today and tomorrow?
Well, the traffic has been fairly steady. I had some free agent clients in Florida during the interview period, and we went on various meetings with different NHL teams, met with, you know, team owners, presidents, general managers, head coaches, talk about the role they see the player playing if he signed in that with that club, talked about the city, talked about the vision for the team. And the phone traffic itself has been fairly steady each day. I think today we're going to see a spike as we prepare for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow morning when free agency starts, the phones usually are going pretty crazy for about 3-4 hours.
And you talk about meeting with teams and meeting with owners and general managers and different members of front offices. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, it's only been in the last year or two that maybe it's this year, if I'm not mistaken, but that the old nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you couldn't talk to guys until July 1st. Is this the first year it's been allowed, or was it last year?
It was last year. It's enshrined in the new CBA, and it's a 5-day interview period before July 1. So this year it opened up on June the 25th, where pending unrestricted and restricted free agents, by the way, are allowed to speak with any and all clubs about the interest and the general parameters of what a potential deal would look like once they got to July 1.
Okay, and you have a guy that intrigues me. And he is a great penalty killer. He's a great team guy. He's moved around a couple of times in the last couple of years, but had a pretty good season this year. And he is I think he's Czech. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, you must be talking about Michael Frolík.
Yeah, Michael Frolík is one of those guys. And again, it's those value guys that I think are, to me, you know, the big splash free agents are all well and good, but it's those guys that come in and complement your team and help a team that's on the cusp get to that next level. And I see Frolík as that kind of guy.
You know, what's so interesting about Michael Frolík, and I think what teams recognize, is there's a lot of different dimensions to his game. He can play on your first line. He can play on your third line. He can kill penalties. He can play in a shutdown role. He can play in an offensive role. He's the kind of player, last year when Winnipeg had some injuries in the middle, Michael Frolík played a number of games at center. And, you know, there are some players that I would refer to as one-dimensional. They do one thing extremely well. But if they can't do that one thing extremely well anymore, their usefulness and ability to contribute to the team's success is greatly diminished. With someone like Michael Frolík, and you saw that in Chicago when he was there, you know, Chicago's top six is so strong at that time, and it still is now, that Michael Frolík was used in a different role. He was their number one penalty killer, and his PP unit had... The PK unit had the best PK percentages in the entire league. And people recognize that. Special teams are so important. And Michael can basically go anywhere up and down the lineup on either wing, left or right, doesn't matter. And that is what makes him a very valuable player to many people.
Before we let you go, we've got a couple of minutes here. I have to touch on the Mike Richards situation. You're a guy that defends players' rights to an incredible degree. What do you make of this situation? We've heard all kinds of rumblings of what's happened. We do know that, you know, June the 17th, there was some sort of an incident at the border, and we don't know exactly what it was. We can speculate all day long, but I do know this for a fact. In my mind, it is the team's responsibility to protect their players' well-being. And from what I can tell, and I don't know everything, it doesn't seem that that is happening here and that they tried to free up some cap space so they can go out and get free agents, and that Mike Richards is kind of being left hung out to dry.
Yeah, I understand completely why you would bring it up and ask about that situation, but I don't represent Mike Richards, and I would not comment at all about that situation. I have no information about what went on, and I really can't comment.
Okay, but if you were in the, if you represented a guy and his contract was terminated and there were no facts that were made public, how would you deal with it?
You know what, Joey? It's a little bit too close to what's going on now, and I think the smart thing to do is to refrain from any comments about that situation.
Okay. Well, listen. No one ever questioned your intelligence. Good luck tomorrow, and make sure that your phone bill is paid up, because I imagine that it's going to be ringing off the hook with a bunch of your guys. And I think it's going to be an interesting free agent period, because I don't know that there's any huge fish, but there's a lot of pretty good sharks swimming around in the water. So it should be pretty interesting tomorrow.
It'll be a good day. It'll be a fun day. It'll be an exciting day for a lot of players. And it'll be a difficult day because people got to make decisions very quickly. And that's a difficult thing sometimes as well.